Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Delta Flyers Christmas special.
Merry
should we call this Christmas special?
We should. We should call this. Oh, what? Oh, it's Christmas. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Delta Flyers Christmas episode. We're not going to talk about episodes this week. We're going to make up our fantasy Christmas show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I feel like we should have rehearsed and sang something like, feed the world, let them know it's Christmas time. Something like that.
Something like that would be nice.
Oh, you've got music too.
I do. We don't have rights to this, so I'm going to thank Michael Bublé.
You know what? You're just towing the thin line right there.
I know. I should stop it now.
You're such a maverick. I think it's less than 1 minute. We're okay. Less than 1 minute of someone else's.
All right. That's all. I just wanted to get us in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, we could have rehearsed this. We could have rehearsed a song, but we didn't do that.
I know. We didn't.
So instead.
That's the spirit of this episode, everybody. We are actually going to dive into, I don't think we were talking, Garrett and I don't think we ever actually filmed an episode that involved Christmas. We can't remember one.
No, we didn't.
I don't think we did.
Definitely didn't. No.
And it's a classic of TV series that they do their Christmas episode or you know, their whatever. We didn't do it.
No.
So we're gonna make one up. We're gonna recap the never produced episode of Voyager today. That was the Christmas episode that you never saw. That's our recap today.
That's our decision. But before we get into that, we received an email from Elizabeth telling us that her daughter Irene was about to go into surgery and wondering if we would take the time to wish her daughter well. She's nervous about this surgery. It's evidently a major surgery. And so there's a little concern from young Irene. So both Robbie and I would just like to say good luck on your surgery. And have faith that everything will turn out okay and that you'll have a very wonderful recuperation. And Robbie would like to add a few words to that.
Yeah, we're just sending you a lot of love and a lot of healthy recovery in this whole community of Delta Flyers listeners and Star Trek fans. Have your back and stay safe, get well soon, and we're sending you lots of love.
Shall we start? Should we do this?
Yeah, and I want everybody to know that, you know, part of the game we're playing, so for our patrons, our Admiral level patrons that we're that also are producers of this show, they help, you know, make it possible for us to make the show and get it out there, the free podcast for all the people that enjoy that. And anyway, we put out to our Admiral level patrons, hey, give us some prompts. So we're playing sort of a game where we have to include things that they gave us, whether it's plot points or lines or moments in our Christmas Voyager episode that was never produced, we will have to hit these phrases and activities that they have given us as assignments in our episode. So so we'll see how it goes. It's going to be exciting.
All right, guys. So what we're going to do is we're going to read all these prompts that were given to us by our Admiral level patrons. Mm-hmm. Some of them are phrases. Some of them are names. Some of them are just a sentence or whatever. So, all right. So I'm going to start out with the first one. And let's just alternate between these. Okay,
sure.
Robbie? The first one is, Klingons do have a festive side. It's a bit more injury prone than most.
Nice. Next one is, Captain, I've detected what appears to be a micro wormhole. A message is being transmitted through it on a Starfleet emergency channel. Got to get that line in there.
Yeah. And then the next one is specifically for me, either umlaut or not Ausgang. So the German words umlaut and not Ausgang. I don't know if the not is really German. I know Ausgang is. So one of those two words.
All right. We have to include the line, yes, ma'am. And
draw that out.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. So yes, ma'am has to get in there.
Okay. And then the next phrase, the next prompt is get the cheese to sick bay. Okay. One of my favorites.
Which there is got to be in every episode. Also, we need to say, don't forget to milk the llama for the eggnog. Not sure why, but yeah.
The next one is, does this regimented PT, what's that, guys? Part PT? What is
something
this?
Training.
Does this
professional training gear? It's something about training gear.
But it's going to be just PT though, right? Yep. So I'll just say, I think this is military probably, right? Yep. So does this regimented PT gear make me look fat? So that is that line.
Yep. We have to say warp particles.
Okay. We also need to try to include bun of steel in reference to Janeway's hair.
Another winner that I love, a suggestion here is explosive dinosaur juice. Explosive dinosaur juice is a phrase we learned in our Admiral conversation. It's a name for gasoline. Explosive dinosaur juice.
There you go. Yeah. The next phrase, one of my favorites, it's the Voyager. The Voyager.
It's the Voyager.
The Voyager. Yeah. It's the Voyager.
Some activities that we have to include in our story are floating.
Mm-hmm. The ship gossip Neelix sees Chakotay leaving Janeway's quarters early in the morning.
Has to happen.
Is that an activity? Would you consider that an activity?
That's an activity.
That's more of a... Okay.
We need to include a fist fight.
Mm-hmm. And then the last one is a promotion for someone other than Harry. Mm-hmm. Wah, wah, wah.
Yep. All right. So here we go. So our recap for the very special episode of Voyager, the unproduced Christmas episode. And the title of that episode, ironically, is Warp Particles. That's the title.
Nice.
Warp Particles.
Okay.
I don't know what that has to do with Christmas, but you're going to see. You're going to see why they called it Warp Particles. And as I remember in this episode, Garrett, I think it opened on the bridge. Yeah. We were just cruising along. Everybody was cruising along, and the captain, Harry first notices that there's an anomaly up ahead, and they do a little scan of this anomaly, and Harry's very nervous. He thinks this might be a dangerous part of space, and Tuvok recommends we go around it, but the captain says no. She wants to get home as quick as we can, so let's head through this and just keep our eyes open for any strange readings in this anomaly. So decide to go ahead, and it doesn't seem like much, but you'll see it turns out to be a pretty big deal that we go through the anomaly. But everyone's talking about the Christmas party in the mess hall that's coming up in a few days. You know, what's happening is Neelix is preparing a very special meal, and he runs in and he's looking for some supplies for cooking the Christmas meal. And he says, Captain, I've lost the llama. I can't find the llama. Has anyone seen the llama? And they're like, Neelix, the llama has not been on the bridge. And he goes, well, I've got to have the llama milk for the eggnog I'm preparing for the Christmas party. And Chakotay sort of laughs and he says, yeah, Neelix, don't forget to milk that llama for the eggnog. So then Neelix goes back to looking for the llama. And that's the first scene as I remember it, Garrett.
So as he's going to go look for the llama, he does glance back at Chakotay and he says, does this regimented PT gear make me look fat? To Chakotay. And Chakotay just sort of laughs, and he's, you know, he's not that amused, but he laughs. But we get a call back to the bridge. They're on the bridge again.
Yeah.
And they're going through the anomaly. And Kim reads really high levels, like he's scanning the area and he's captain, I'm reading elevated levels of explosive dinosaur juice.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And you know, that's dangerous, of course.
Very dangerous, especially with Christmas coming up and everything. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants that.
No. So what happens is Janeway tells Kim that two people need to put on spacesuits and basically get out there and float amongst the explosive dinosaur juice to
that
see.
That makes sense.
You know, yeah, they got to see exactly.
Like physically
what's going
go
on.
Out there. Who goes out physically, there? Into the, who goes out into space?
Yeah, who goes out into space? Well, I'm going to say it's going to be Tuvok.
Tuvok, and, he loves to float.
And B'Elanna.
Really?
Your future wife.
That's
I'm throwing
weird.
Her out there.
That's weird.
That is a weird combo, but
I remember
hopefully
when
you're not too jealous.
No, I remember when that happened is, yeah, you saw Tom Paris down front get a little like, he wasn't happy about it. And Tuvok and B'Elanna go out. And the next scene you see them in the cargo bay, they're Tuvok and B'Elanna are putting on their spacesuits.
Yeah.
You know, they're chatting about this explosive dinosaur juice.
Yeah.
They're going to have to go take readings of. And at the same time, you go back to Captain Janeway, and she's in her quarters doing a captain's log.
So she left the bridge? She's not on
the
bridge anymore? Okay.
Yeah. She left the bridge. She's back in her quarters doing a Christmas captain's log. And she's talking about, she's kind of, you know, in her captain's log, she's saying, you know, this time of year at Christmas is hard for her because she grew up in a small town. You know, she's just like a small town girl who went to Starfleet and became a captain of this ship. And here she finds herself around the holidays, and she's just still a small town girl at heart. So in her captain's log, she's talking about how she misses Bloomington, Indiana, and the old days when she used to sing Christmas carols in the Bloomington, Indiana square. And, you know, she grew up with the, you know, all the traditions of the small town, and she sort of misses that. But here she is in the big city, you know, well, or the big Delta Quadrant, captain of a ship. And she just misses those old days.
You're going Hallmark on me right now, aren't you?
I'm going a little Hallmark. I'm going a little Hallmark Christmas. So the captain decides to go to the holodeck, as I remember in this episode.
Yeah,
she goes to the holodeck. And what do you know? But she programs in Bloomington, Indiana.
Nice.
Back in her childhood days. And there she is back in the town square in the holodeck singing Christmas carols. And she's getting all sentimental and emotional. She looks over and there is there's one of the local guys. He's got a dog with him and a pickup truck, and he's just from the small town, and it's Chakotay.
Oh.
Chakotay is in the captain's Christmas holodeck.
Her holoprogram?
Her holoprogram, yep.
Wow.
And she's just really moved. She's like, wow, Chakotay, what are you doing here in Bloomington, Indiana, 30 years ago?
Oh, my goodness.
And he said, well, you know, my people, Akuchimoya, my people celebrated Christmas as part of the earth. And that's why I feel this connection to being a farmer and just like you. And they start bonding in this holoprogram. Mm-hmm. You see, finally, and Chakotay says, Captain, I've always wanted to tell you something. And just as he's about to tell her, a message comes over in the holodeck. Captain, we've detected what appears to be a micro wormhole. A message is being transmitted through it on a Starfleet emergency channel. And Janeway's like, they were just about to finally have a moment, a Christmas moment together in Bloomington, Indiana, but they've got to go back to work. So,
Oh, wow. You know, you had me at the edge right there, because I literally thought that you were taking it from Hallmark to fan fiction to sort of like the dark avenue there, and you were going to go there, and I was like, wait a minute, this is PG, bring it back. And
no,
it was still PG. That's
it
good.
Was still PG.
Okay, let's cut back to the outside in space. So right now Tuvok is still floating out there with B'Elanna.
Yeah.
And then Tuvok, they're having the conversation. They know that there's going to be this big Christmas feast that Neelix is preparing, and everyone is supposed to report to this, you know, off-duty event, basically. Yeah. And they just start talking about Christmas or at least festive type of celebrations. And Tuvok just makes a statement saying that, well, Klingons don't seem to really celebrate much, do they? That's when B'Elanna responds. She says, well, Klingons do have a festive side. It's a bit more injury prone than most, which was very sort of flirty, very flirty on the part of B'Elanna towards Tuvok. I was absolutely just shocked to find this out. I mean, it's a crazy turn of events right there. Yeah.
That is a crazy turn of events. Well, it's, and as they're starting to act strange, Tuvok and B'Elanna are acting strange, and there's Chakotay and Janeway, they're acting a little strange. And we get back to the bridge we cut into the bridge, and right in the middle of the bridge, rolling around, having a fist fight, are Tom and Harry.
No.
They're punching each other and they're fighting and they're having a fist fight right on the bridge. That's not very holiday-ish.
No.
And Chakotay and Janeway come back in, and Chakotay's like, what's going on here? And they grab some other crewmen, pull them apart. And Harry's like, Tom was telling me that I play the clarinet really bad. And like, they're acting crazy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And then who else is on the bridge? And then Neelix runs in and he goes, Captain, something's gone crazy. The llama is running around. I can't catch him. Something is going on in this anomaly that we entered. And finally we realize that, yes, this anomaly that we came into has some strange effect on everybody. It's driving them crazy. And all of a sudden, Neelix starts floating. He starts floating in the air. And then Tom and Harry start floating. It's like our gravity stabilization has completely collapsed, and people are floating around in the bridge. So clearly this anomaly has some strange effects.
I thought you were going to tell me that when Neelix came on the bridge, he was going to yell at Tom and say, come on, Tom, you're the one that wants to go milk the llama, is what he was going to say.
But
obviously that wasn't how I didn't remember the episode that well. So.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a while, but so everyone's floating right now.
Everyone's floating. And then we cut down.
We get a message from some type of alien vessel that's been kind of cloaked in the anomaly, and this alien comes on screen and he introduces himself and he says, hello, my name is Umlaut of the Nemietzki race. The Nemietzki alien race.
Umlaut.
And so Umlaut,
I remember that character very well.
Yes. He said he was detecting high levels of, you know, like this was a race that was sort of like Beta Zeds. They can detect feelings and emotions, and they can tell that was discord going on within our bridge amongst Tom and Harry fighting. And so they were the ones that really shut off the gravity so that everyone started floating, because these umlaut leader of the Nemietzki alien race, they're all about goodwill, positivity, spreading love everywhere. And so they were trying to stop us from fighting.
So these are really nice aliens, but they live in this weird anomaly we're going through that is creating havoc here.
Exactly.
And I think I remember after that, we cut down to the sick bay. We haven't seen the doctor yet. And we're down in sick bay. And there's the doctor saying, sick bay to Bridge, sick bay to Janeway. And he gets no answer. And he's like,
right.
Captain, sick bay to Janeway, please respond. Yeah. And he gets no answer. And finally he says, bun of steel, I need to speak to you. He's very annoyed. And, you know, finally Janeway responds and she's still floating. She's still floating. And he's like, Captain, what is going on? Because of course he's not floating. He's a hologram. He's not, everybody else is floating.
Right.
And he's like, Captain, what's going on? And she says, doctor, we've encountered this anomaly and the entire crew is floating. Tuvok and B'Elanna are out in space trying to analyze the explosive dinosaur juice. And we don't know if we're going to survive this. And the doctor says, well, there's a llama. There's a llama in my sick bay. You need to get this llama out of the sick bay. And Neelix goes, oh, there's the llama. I've been looking for the llama. And he says, you know, I was going to make the eggnog from the milk the llama to make the eggnog. I already milked the llama for the cheese, and that's ready in the mess hall for the Christmas party. But we don't have the eggnog yet. And the doctor says, get that cheese to sick bay so I can analyze it. So the doctor thinks if he can just get the cheese from the llama. The llama cheese to sick bay, maybe he can figure out what's going on in this anomaly. And so they're still in this anomaly and they're trying to figure out what to do. And I remember we cut to Janeway's quarters and now Chakotay and Janeway are inside, you know, trying to solve this problem. And you know, in the midst of all this work conversation, again, this moment they had on the holodeck in the Christmas, holoprogram that they were a part of, just that special Christmas feeling comes back to Chakotay and Janeway and they bond.
Yeah.
And you see again, Chakotay says, you know, Captain Janeway, I need to tell you something I've been wanting to say for a long time. And then we cut outside. We don't hear it. We don't hear it. We cut outside and there's Neelix. Neelix is walking down the hall with the llama because he had to get the llama back from the doctor and take it back. They figured out, you know, in the llama milk what's going on. And he's walking back and down the hall, he sees the door open to Janeway's quarters. And Neelix sees Chakotay leaving Janeway's quarters. And this is early in the morning, the next day. So Neelix is like, he's seen Chakotay coming out. Something happened in there, and he's the ship gossip. So of course he's going to tell everybody. But you know, I we forgot about the scene. We cut back outside to space, and B'Elanna and Tuvok are still floating in space.
Right.
They don't know that this anomaly has such strange, you know, effects on people. And B'Elanna basically she professes her love to Tuvok. And they're running out of oxygen.
They are. And they can't see Voyager because there's actually like kind of nebula particles that are kind of like drifting in space. They can't see the ship, right? But she professes her love for him.
For Tuvok.
And then for Tuvok, which is absolutely crazy. I mean, Klingon and a Vulcan relationship.
Yeah.
How's that going to work? But it's crazy. In this story, it's crazy. But the wisps of nebula start fading away, you know, that's when Tuvok looks back and boom, Voyager appears.
Yeah.
He says, look, it's the Voyager is what Tuvok says to B'Elanna. And they know that they're going to be saved now because they were running out of air.
Yeah. That all happened. And then we cut back into the ship and we're down in the mess hall and it's the big Christmas dinner. And Neelix has the cheese and it's safe to eat now. The doctor's, you know, worked on that and he's milked that llama. He's got the eggnog ready and everybody's there. They're having spiked eggnogs. And Janeway says, I realize I love Christmas and I love Chakotay and I want everybody to know. And then Neelix says, and I love the llama. I love this llama. And everybody's, it's like they're drunk. It's like this anomaly has done something crazy.
Yeah.
And
you do remember what Janeway said after Neelix exclaimed, "I love this llama. This llama provided us with llama milk and the cheese that we have. I love this llama so much." And Janeway sat there and said, "You know what? I'm going to promote this llama.
Wow.
And I'm going to give this llama
a promotion." Then Harry goes, "What?"
Yeah. Harry was very
Harry's like, "Wait a minute. I've never been promoted." And Janeway's like, I'm promoting the llama.
The llama.
And I think she promoted him to lieutenant. She skipped right over ensign.
Yeah, she skipped
promoted
right over
him
ensign.
To lieutenant. And then I think Harry said to Janeway, "Why don't I ever get a promotion?" And she said,
"Yeah,
somebody has to be the ensign, Mr. Kim." And then just then, a message comes in over the comm. They're all drunk on Christmas llama eggnog and the anomaly, and Tuvok and B'Elanna profess their love. Things are crazy. And they get a message over the comm, "Go to the bridge. There's a message from Starfleet." And so everybody runs in drunk to the bridge, and Starfleet comes on. They're getting a subspace message, and Starfleet says, "Voyager, we finally made contact. It's Christmas, and we've discovered the way for you to get home. Just meet us at these coordinates in 3 days, and we can get you home." And all of us are like, "Oh my God, it's Christmas. And we're getting the gift of going back to the Alpha Quadrant, and we know the coordinates now, and everybody's excited. There's a llama who's a lieutenant. Things are nuts, right?" And just in that
lieutenant
moment,
llama.
Just in that moment, Voyager exits this anomaly.
Yes.
It exits finally this crazy anomaly that's been creating all this havoc as the clock strikes midnight on Christmas, and Christmas is over. And Voyager exits the anomaly, and all of a sudden everybody looks around, I think, in this episode, as I remember, and they look at each other and like, "What just happened?"
What? Yeah.
And they have no memory of any of it. B'Elanna doesn't remember professing her love.
No.
We don't remember the cheese. There's a llama there, but we don't know he's a lieutenant.
The llama doesn't remember being promoted.
Nope.
That's what you were gonna say.
And most importantly, no one remembers the coordinates that Starfleet gave us to get home.
Oh.
We were so close to the Christmas miracle. And I think the very last scene is back in the holodeck. There's Janeway in Bloomington, Indiana, singing Christmas carols in the town square.
Yes.
And she looks up at the little star on top of the Christmas tree and says, "Never give up hope. Never give up hope." So even though they can't remember all the craziness that happened, we know that Janeway is not going to give up Christmas hope. She's going to keep trying to get back home. And I thought that was a wonderful episode. It's sad we never produced it.
Yeah. But you forgot one very important scene.
Was there more? Yeah.
There's just one last scene. The final scene was... Janeway, when she said, "You can never give up hope," she looks directly at Tom Paris when she says that.
Yeah.
And Tom Paris says, "Yes, ma'am."
Oh, yes. That's right. That's how
that sort of ended the whole thing.
That's
It's the ending shot is on you, my friend, on
that's
Tom
right.
Paris. It's your close up, basically.
Yeah. She says, "Never give up hope, Tom, and Merry Christmas." And he goes, "Yes, ma'am." And that was the end. That was a very sweet ending. And
Yeah. This is the unproduced Christmas episode of Voyager. We just improvised it for all of you to hear.
I hope that was as entertaining for you guys. And you know, I think it should have been produced. I really do.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know, I cannot wait. In the bonus material, we're going to have both Megan and RJ, and they're going to be basically recapping our episode as
told by
us and our performances and our storyline, and they're going to win or lose or everything for this.
They're going to win or lose. They're going to do do-overs. They're going to do
do-overs.
They're going to do haikus.
I don't know if they're going to haiku and limerick it.
Limerick and
if
haiku
they do that, that'll be pretty darn cool. Okay, so that would mean that Rebecca would have to come up with a limerick, Megan would have to come up with a haiku. So that's how that's going to work. There you go.
This is our very special Christmas episode of the Delta Flyers. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. I would like to make up some unproduced episodes every now and then. It's kind of fun. And I like the prompts. I think we got all of our prompts in there.
We got everything in.
You remembered the yes ma'am. I forgot about
that. I had to throw the yes ma'am in. That's so important. That's like the quintessential Tom Paris line, right? Yeah. Yes ma'am. So yes, ma'am. You got to do that.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Well, that was fun. And I'm wearing this silly Christmas hat. So this was worth it. This was really worth it.
You look
it.
Good with a Christmas hat. You could, thanks, buddy. If you grow this out a little bit further, you could actually,
be Santa Claus.
You could be at Macy's doing this right now, my friend. All right. Thanks, guys, so much for tuning in.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. Thank you for tuning in. This was a lot of fun. Merry Christmas. Happy
holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Happy whatever holidays. You celebrate, mm-hmm. please do it safely. And it's a great season of gratitude. I'm very grateful for all the fans of Star Trek and the fans of Voyager. Lots of gratitude for that, and lots of gratitude for my cast and my castmate Garrett and the whole cast. Great to celebrate another Christmas with our Star Trek connection, and thanks again. Tune in next week where we'll go back to our regular recaps.
Right, and one last word, Robbie.
Yes.
Remember, everybody, don't forget to milk the llama for the eggnog.
I'll never forget.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. See you next week. Merry Christmas.